and the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. Somebody said, kiss the Son. Lest he be angry, and ye shall perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Let's bow your heads for a word of prayer. Oh, now bless your word now, Lord. Father, this, we don't take it lightly that this word comes from you. The almighty, all powerful, all knowing God of the universe. Father, we thank you for allowing us just one more time, Lord, to come together under the banner of the blood stained life and death of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins today, Lord. If there be anything, Lord, that would hinder us from hearing your voice this morning, Lord, remove it right now, Father. Purge us, Lord. Cleanse us right now, Lord. And give us a word that we may apply to our very lives, Lord. A life-changing word, Father. An earth-shaking word, Father. Lord, let me not say anything, Father, that's not pleasing in thine sight. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen, amen, amen. Psalms 2, y'all. David asked a valid question. Well, the psalm, right, asked a valid question. Why do the heathen rage? And in its original context, the phrase kiss the Son. As a matter of fact, we'll just title that message, have you kissed him?
Have you kissed him?
That's a question for you to ask yourself. Have you kissed him? The Bible said, kiss the Son. And that kiss refers to an act of submission, y'all. A submission or obedience. It's not, we just think we walk up to our aunt and peck her on the cheek. No, this is a bowing down type of kiss.
Yes, Lord.
This is a kiss that says, you are my Lord.
Yes,
I will obey you.
Amen.
During that time, though, God's anointed king was David. Mm-hmm. But by the time we get to the end of that song, someone greater than David is in view, y'all.
Amen.
Someone greater than David. Let's look at 10, verse 10 of that. Yeah, verse 10. It says, be wise, therefore, O kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Say, kiss the Son. Y'all know God got a son, right? His favorite, his special son. I'm one of God's sons, and I pray that you are. He said, but he had a special son that was in view when this psalm was written, that was coming. This is the one you must kiss. Your very life depends on. Your very life. And he's the one who God admonishes us to put our trust in. Y'all look at that in 12. It said, blessed are all they that put their trust
in him.
And the Old Testament trust, y'all, is New Testament faith.
That's right.
That's faith. In the New Testament, that's what you must have. That's without that, it's impossible to please God. You must have that. That's that faith.
That's right.
And there are other examples of that kissing in the Bible. God gave us a clear picture on what you must do. That kiss, what that kiss means.
Yeah.
Look at 1 Samuel.
Okay.
1 Samuel.
1 Samuel?
Okay. Yeah, 1 Samuel 10. And y'all know God sent the prophet to find his king, to anoint his king.
Okay.
1 Samuel 10, and look at 1. When you get that, say amen.
Amen.
It said, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head. And kissed him.
Yes, sir.
And said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?
Mm.
Samuel was letting David know, I'm in submission to you.
All right.
He poured oil on his head. He anointed him as God had told him. Then he kissed him.
Uh-huh.
A kiss of submission.
Right.
I'm submitted to you. To you are the king, Jehovah's king. His hand chosen king, and I am your servant. I'm submitting to you. That was one example. Now, when he showed him what God has shown us,
amen.
That kiss was a kiss of submission.
That's right.
Look at 1 Kings then.
All right, go to 1 Kings. Right.
Look at 1 Kings 19.
Okay,
1
Kings
19. Yes. 1 Kings 19. And then through this whole message, ask yourself, have I kissed him? Have I truly kissed him? 19 and look at 18. Yeah, 19 and 18. Said, yet have I left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. That kiss is a kiss of submission now. Now, that tells us that there were some in Israel that kissed Baal. That had submitted to him. So now my question to you is, have you kissed the son? Have you kissed the son? Or have you kissed your money? Have you kissed your wife? Have you kissed your husband? Have you kissed your job? Have you kissed your bank account? Huh? Are you in submission to any of those things? Because you are, if you are, you can't have that and the son. He don't mix, he like oil and water. He don't mix with nothing. Don't mix with nothing.
Amen.
Have you
kissed the son?
See, in both of those verses we just read, that kissing shows an allegiance or submission. And in that psalm, let's go back to our text. In that psalm, it has a messianic, a messiah, a Christos, a Christ implication. And they clear.
Amen.
It's not God in that son being honored with that kiss, but it's God's son.
That's right.
It's God's son. Now, although that's the same thing, we got to get this right. It's God's son. It's Jesus that must be kissed in order. Because if you hadn't kissed Jesus, you ain't nowhere near the Father. Talking about kissing God. You can't get there without kissing the son. The scripture said, kiss the son, lest he be angry. Be kindled just a little bit. That's all it takes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all it takes. A little of God's wrath. Just a little.
Jesus.
It's too much for us to bear, y'all.
Right.
Much too much for us to bear. So we talking about honoring and kissing God's son. That, and we have to do that in order to come to the Father. You must kiss the son.
That's not
my instruction, y'all. Look at John. The Gospel of John, John's Gospel. John's Gospel. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. My question is, have you kissed him? John 14. John 14. The 14th chapter of John, and let's look at verse 6. Verse 6. We know it, familiar passage of Scripture. And it reads, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you ain't planning on kissing the Son, you can put your lips up. You can put your lips up. You can't get to the Father. The Bible plainly tells us no man comes to the Father but by me. but by me. You got to go through him. Well, John might have been on the wine that day or something. So let's look at Acts. Let's see if it corresponds with what the rest of the Word of God says. Look at Acts 4. Acts 4 and 12. We know this the doctor, Luke. He's one of the apostles as well.
That's right.
And he's trying to convey to us what the Word of God said, what the Son has told them to tell us.
All right,
look at 12. Look at 4 and 12.
4 and
12. Neither is there salvation in any other.
All right.
For there is none other name under heaven,
yes, sir,
given among men, whereby we must be saved. Have you kissed him? Have you kissed him? You might as well be honest, cause God gonna judge your heart. You know, you can flim-flam me. I'm easy target. I'm easy target, but I don't matter. When it comes to this, I don't matter at all. I gotta kiss the same one you gotta kiss. And have you kissed him? A lot of us say we have. A lot of us proclaim to have kissed him. But remember now, that kiss is a kiss of submission. A kiss of obedience to him. So now you can ask, you can rephrase that question, do I obey him? Have I submitted to him? Not my will, but your will be done. You can rephrase that question, but either way, it's going to have to be answered. It's going to have to be answered. Have you kissed him? Have I kissed him? Look at John's gospel again, y'all. John 3. Yeah, maybe he done straightened up a little bit on the wine. Let's check him again. John 3. And let's look at 18. 3 and 18. Yeah. He that believeth on him. Who is him? That's the Son. Is not condemned.
That's right.
But he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name,
yes,
of the only begotten Son of God. Yes. Have you kissed the Son? That's a question. That's a question. A question we all must answer.
Right.
You can answer it now.
Yeah.
By choice. Cop a plea. The deal on the table.
Yes,
the deal is on the table now.
Amen.
Kiss the Son.
Kiss him now. Yes,
or the death penalty. Or the death penalty. That's it.
That's right.
Ain't no plea bargaining in this thing. Ain't no getting my sentence lightened.
All right.
Kiss the Son.
That's right.
Or the death penalty.
Amen.
Now, have you kissed him?
Lord.
That's important, family.
Yes, yes,
have you kissed him? Have you submitted?
Yes, sir.
To God. Have you submitted to God through his Christ?
Amen.
Let's go back to Psalm, to our text. And it just goes to show you, it's not only you. It's not only you that have to kiss him. Look at 10. Let's look at 10 again. It said, be wise now therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. These leaders, y'all. These are people who sit in high seats in our society today. See, the inferiors, they were told to kiss the Son. They were told. Kings and rulers of the earth. So it don't matter how powerful or important, you know, a ruler of this world might be. If you planning on kissing the Father, you got to kiss the Son. You got to kiss the Son. It's all about him. It's about the work he done. To kiss him, like we said, that's to obey him, to submit to him. To totally depend on what he has done. On what he has done. It's many people today who celebrating the resurrection of Christ, a beautiful thing. I wish it was an everyday thing for everybody. For everybody. Now there are some that do celebrate every day the fact that he's risen. I tell you, there are some. And they're called children of God. They're called the children of God. Every one of them celebrate the resurrection every day. Every day. And I mean, and that's the central focus of it all. Nothing else. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that if we've kissed him,
yes,
we have no choice. That is our celebration. That's what we do. You must kiss him. You must kiss him to get to him. Now, remember, that kiss is not always what it appears to be. It's not always that kiss of submission or that kiss of obedience. Let's look at Luke 22. Let's look at Luke 22. That kiss is not always what it appears to be, family. And my question today is, have you kissed him? I ain't talking about my mama and my grandmama them and my auntie and all of them. No, have you kissed him? Because if you're at the age of accountability, you must kiss him for yourself. It has to be your kiss. No one else kiss gonna do in this situation, y'all. Look at 22 and 48. 22 and 48. And this kind of help you on what your kiss was designed to do. It said, but Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? This that same son that the songwriter just said, kiss him or he gonna be angry.
That's right.
Well, Judas kissed him.
Judas kissed him.
He kissed him, right? But his kiss was a kiss of betrayal. Put your rocks down. Put your rocks down, cause when you disobey, when you don't believe what he said, when you yourself, now I ain't talking about Judas now, I'm talking about you, when you say opposite of what he said, he talking to you. Betrayest thou you me with a kiss? You said you was his. You said you submitted. Judas said it too. And Judas looked good. Y'all remember the other disciples? They had no idea when Jesus told them, one of y'all gonna betray me. Is it I, Lord? Is it I? He looked good in the midst among the rest of them. But the Lord. But the Lord. Now we gotta add a word in there. Have you kissed him rightly?
Right.
Have you kissed him rightly? Because there's a kiss that he will not accept. Y'all see? Judas was identifying him. When the world look at us, because we say we believers. We say we believers. But we had the green banana drinking Mai Tais with the rest of the group. Do we betray him with a kiss? We said we kissed him. We said we belong to him. We said we believe in him. My life is hid in him. Well, he ain't at the green banana. But have you betrayed him? Well, that's the same thing Judas did. The exact same thing Judas did. Judas said, yeah, Lord, I follow you off the end of the earth. I die for you. And Judas even went and kissed him. Do the world see Jesus to worship him when they see you, or do they see him to persecute him? When they, and that's the easy thing to do, y'all. Yeah, that right, that's why I don't mess with them church folk. Look at him. Look at him. Look at what's the difference in him and what? I'm going to just do what I want to do now. Did you betray him? Did you identify him for the world to persecute him? Have you shown them who Jesus was so they can show why Jesus ain't who he said he was through you? Through you. Have you betrayed him with your kiss? With your kiss. Well, it ain't all over. There's forgiveness for that, but we ain't right there yet. We ain't right there yet. When we disobey God, see, our speech and actions, even our thoughts can betray him. With a kiss. Well, Lord, didn't I prophesy? Didn't I do this? Didn't I kiss you? Depart from me. You work iniquity. I never knew you. Because you never kissed him. See, that submission, it don't automatically convert to perfection. It's not that, okay, since I kissed him, I'm now perfect. Huh? But no, since I kissed him, he's now perfect. He's always been perfect, y'all. He's forever been perfect. But now I realize, I understand, and I've submitted, surrendered to him. To him. That's what this is all about. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Lest he be angry and you depart, you perish. You die. I don't think we take that serious enough a lot of times, y'all. We talking eternal death. We talking about eternal death. You still worry about how long you've been broke. You don't get paid for two more weeks. And you think in eternity. Eternally bankrupt. Eternally broke. We got to think about it. And when you think about it, the first thing you need to do is kiss him. Truly kiss him. Truly kiss him. Not that, but that kiss of betrayal. Not that kiss of betrayal, y'all. We got to get first things first. You must kiss him first. Now that kiss, it's a kind of a threefold kiss there. You kiss of faith.
Okay.
Kiss of faith. You got to first put your faith, your trust, everything that is you, all your hope in him. That's a kiss of faith. And then kiss the Son of God with that kiss of faith. This is a kiss in him that's when we believe in him. That's when we say, Lord, you're right. I'm wrong. Wherever we differ, I'm the problem. I'm the problem. All I ask you is show me. You show me where I'm wrong, why I'm wrong. Give me the strength to correct that wrong, to get lined up with you. And to walk with you. That's what that kiss of faith does. That's what it does. And the Bible said, it said, the Son blessed are those who believe in him. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. In him. To believe and to confide in his merit. His merit. We like to think we good, y'all, but we ain't no good in us. Just be honest. There is no good in us. We might as well go on and get that out there. Ain't nothing about you, nothing about me, good. Nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. You can't do no good works. I don't care how many you feed. You ain't no good in us. None. If we not standing on the merits, if we hadn't kissed the Son and standing on his merits, then you're not doing a good work. This believe and kiss. That's what Christ looked for. That's what he looked for, to affect our thoughts, to make our thoughts effective. We can make the right choices after the kiss of faith. After that kiss of faith. We put our marriage, it's the Son of God. It's all about the Son of God. It's his marriage. Is none of it is ours. Augustine, y'all know who Augustine is. He said that kiss of faith, once you make that kiss, is to set one foot in heaven. When we begin to believe, we got one foot in heaven. When we begin to believe, let's look at Acts 13 then. Let's go to the book of Acts and look at 13. Yeah. That's after the kiss of faith. That's putting your trust in the right place. And I know you're a great person. I know it. I understand that. You're a great person and you know, you try to do the right thing and all that good stuff there. Throw it out the window. Throw it out the window. It ain't no good, y'all. But look at Acts 13 and 39.
Okay, 13 and 39.
And it reads, and by him.
By him.
By him. All that believe. Are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So you call yourself keeping the commandments and all that. You're still not, if you hadn't kissed the Son, if you hadn't kissed him, not with that kiss of betrayal, kiss him rightly. Kiss him right. Truly submit. Truly surrender.
Amen.
Truly obey him.
Yes, Lord.
If you hadn't kissed him, there's no justification for you. The Bible said you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. There's no way. No way. Now, another kiss. Well, the kiss of faith. We gonna just be honest about that one a little more. It's hard. You can't. It's a hard thing to do, y'all, really. A lot of people make it look so easy. Yeah, anything easy when you just say you're a Christian and still do what you want to do.
Okay.
That's easy.
That's right. That's
not kissing him right. When you kiss him, that it's hard because man has set up an idol of self-righteousness.
Yes.
Whether it be knowingly or covertly, unknowingly, whatever, we have set up an idol of self-righteousness now. And he apt to think that he has some of his own merit in it. We just think that way, y'all. That is something about me that God can use to better his. Come on, man. How foolish do that sound? Our own marriage, y'all. We want some of that mixed in.
Right.
A man got a righteousness of his own. Now, it could be a prayer. Oh, he just prays. So, oh, he's a orator. He's a lyrical genius. He just put it all. Could be his tears. How much he show he care. It could be that. He's so humble. Or even his giving, his arm. His arm. If it weren't for my pocket, that place I had to close down. This ministry couldn't go if it weren't for my. I take my. We might not say that. We might not say, but we remember God gonna judge the thought. He judge the heart. He know why you do what you do. He know why you do what you do. You might say because it's the right thing to do, and it is. And I pray that's what it is. But it could be all of that. It could that righteousness that you think you're bringing to the table, but you have none.
That's right. Amen.
He'll make a Christ of those things of his right. Man will.
Amen.
Man'll make a Christ.
Oh boy.
A Christ, y'all, make a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
What he's depending on to get out of this thing alive.
That's right.
It ain't but one way out of it alive, y'all.
Right.
Kissing. You got to kiss him. Instead of kissing the son, man idolized himself. He'll put himself up on that pedestal. And that's where the trouble comes, y'all. That's where the trouble comes. Because God might lay dumb. Now, he going to warn you. He going to get his message across to you at some point. Whether that kiss was effectual or not, to tell in how you respond to that warning.
Yes, sir.
How you respond to the warnings of God. Because he's already promised us he's going to offer us a way out. He's going to offer us that. That's his word. That's his promise. Take the way. Because you don't take the way, you can't come back and blame it on God. Because you don't take the way. That's right. Instead of kissing him, we'll idolize ourselves sometime, y'all. Man will grow upon his own root. Don't y'all know we've been grafted in? We have been grafted in to this great salvation. So why are we still trying to stand on our own? We don't want to kiss him, do we? We don't want to kiss him. Scared of COVID. Y'all think the Lord got COVID? Huh? Yeah, you scared to kiss the Lord because of COVID? Is that what it is? It's got to be based upon the righteousness of Christ, though. That's what we're saying, family. You got to kiss him, and you got to kiss him rightly. Look at the book of Romans. And go to chapter 10, I think I'm on. 10.
Romans 10?
Yeah, 10. Okay, yeah. Yeah. See, we want our marriage to stand, and they just won't, y'all. They just weak. They gonna always cave under the pressure. Number one, because we have none. That's first and foremost. But what we call our marriage won't stand. Look at 10:3. It said, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and gone about to establish their own righteousness, have not kissed him." have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. They have not kissed him rightly. They have not kissed him. Have you kissed him? Have you kissed him? Oh, it can be many reasons to kiss him wrong. It's only one to kiss him right. It's only one. Because he kissed you first. He showed you how to kiss. He showed you how to kiss. It says standing on the righteousness of their own. So we'll choose our own good works or goodness or whatever we want to call it. And leave the righteousness of God, which is Christ, which is the Son. That's the righteousness of God. We'll neglect to kiss him and take a chance. Take a chance. God already told us it's not going to work. He's already told us what he will accept. But have we kissed him? That's the question we're trying to answer today. Have we kissed him? Going about to establish our own righteousness, not submitting ourselves to the righteousness of God. That's the same thing they did back in the psalm we just read. That's the heathen raging. That's the heathen raging, y'all. That's what he's doing right now today. The heathen is still raging. He's still raging. Nothing has changed. You can go as far back as human history. And the human has been raging and coming down with the same results. Time and time and time again. You know, built a tower. They were doing what looked to be a mighty work. Got it way up there. Can't even see the top of it. God, look at them fools. Look at them fools. They raging. They down there raging. And all he did was make it so I can't talk to milk. That's it. Confuse the languages. That's all it took. We talking about God, y'all. I wish we'd get that. God. The creator. The reason for it all. He's made a way for us to be intimate with him, to know him personally, to hear from him, to talk to him. And all he say we have to do is kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. Yeah, that sounds easy, but we've seen it can be hard. To kiss him rightly, it can be hard, y'all. The second thing that make this work of believing so hard, y'all, is believing a work above the power of nature to produce. That's what. Believe the science. Believe the science. If we can't figure it out, if I can't show you a total equation to how we got to here, it can't be true. It can't be true. That's what this world thinks today. See, that's operating in the natural, y'all. The power of nature. Don't y'all know nature has no power. Nature has no power. It's the power of God that moves nature. Why the seas rage and the winds blow. That's the power of God, y'all. But we look into nature. We look into that created thing to explain to us why things are. Why things are. We put it above the power of God. It's a supernatural infusion, though.
Yes, it is.
Do we believe it?
Yes,
well, we say we believe the Bible, and let's see what the Bible says. Let's look at John again.
Okay, go back to John again.
We said we believe the Bible, right?
Amen.
We proclaim to anybody who says they're Christian, say they believe that. And the sad part is we got some of them say, well, the whole thing ain't true. Or some of it is just, well, now genius, tell me which part is not true. That's crazy. It's crazy, but that's what they do. That's what they do. That's because they don't want to kiss him rightly. They don't want to kiss him rightly. To kiss him rightly is to say, Lord, you're right. I'm wrong. If there's any wrong involved, here I am, Lord. Forgive me for it. Period. But look at 6 and 29. 6 and 29. That's right. 6 and 29. It's difficult to believe it sometimes. But it read, and Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. That a son, y'all. Who did he send? He sent his son, didn't he? He sent him for you to kiss him, to submit to him, to obey him. The Bible says that let's read it again. It said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent.
That's right.
He sent the son, y'all. He sent the son. Have you kissed him? Have you kissed him?
Yes, Lord.
That's the only thing that works, y'all.
Right.
Now, wherever this faith show up, this blessed work of faith that we have to call it, it's a blessing. Because God didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. It has some virtue that goes along with it. It has a refining, consecrating virtue. A virtue that sets us apart. That burns this dross off of us. That burned up the marriage we thought we had.
All right.
It burns all that up, y'all. The kiss of faith is a holy kiss.
Yes, sir.
It's a holy kiss. And all of you who can't get on that holy wagon, don't want to be called the holy roller, don't want to be identified with the people of God.
Yeah.
You had to identify with him from long ago. Didn't Moses have the tools to identify with him? The riches, the palace, all that. Moses said, you can keep it. You can keep it. I'm going to kiss him. I'm going to kiss the son. He chose to identify with the people of God. Rather than have this, Moses realized that it was just for a minute. The gold, the silver, the palace, it was just for a minute. It was a temporary thing. But you must, that kiss of faith, it's a holy kiss, y'all. It purifies your heart. It makes it holy. See, the Bible plainly said that God gonna judge our heart. He gonna judge our heart. And the reason God can rightfully do that, because he sent the power to purify. But we wouldn't kiss it. Right now, got a lot right now. With all this going on, the Bible unfolding as if God just made a movie and hit play in front of us. But a lot of us still won't kiss him right now. Won't kiss him right. You got to kiss the son. Whoever kiss him by faith is presently made holy right now. You made holy. Well, you ought to act like it. You ought to act like it. You ought to love your neighbor. I know he keep letting the dog come in your yard, and I know. He done bit two of your children, and all. I know that. But this kiss will allow you to still love him. Will allow you to still love him. Whoever kiss him, they are holy right now. But faith argues a man to holiness. That's what he'll do. That's what God does. When you have saving faith, when you have kissed him rightly, you may have questions. And God made it available. He ripped the veil. You can go to him with your questions. That's not a problem. God loved that. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. You know, my daughters, two of my daughters and my son, y'all know my family done grew. Me and Ty are still having babies. Y'all look at that. My family done grew a little bit right there, and I would be such a deadbeat. A deadbeat if I allow my children to be stomped down mad at me and I never even reach out to find out why. See, faith that God gives us, that saving faith, it reasons. God said, come, let's reason together. Yeah, that's what he's saying now. But you go in there with the attitude already knowing God, right? God, right. So now what's this reasoning about? What's this reason about now? He said, come, let's read the, I'll show you why you wrong. I show you why you're wrong. I show you why what I say is true. If you need that, because it's enough for me that he said it. Because God said it. We talking about the creator, y'all. We talking about the reason that all this is. So why, how is it that because he said it is not enough? How is it? Man shall leave father and mother and cleave to his wife. These infinitive words, y'all, like him, her, she, his. Don't let these folk tell y'all you got more choices of your pronoun now. Don't y'all let these folk tell y'all that. Kiss him rightly. You cannot have kissed him rightly and stand with that garbage. Stand. You can't do it. You can't do it. It may not be what I feel. I may feel like I like him. Don't y'all look at me like that. But I might feel like that, but that's my feeling. That's my feeling. I'm feeling wrong. Lord, please help me to feel right. Help me to feel like I should feel, like you said I should, like you designed, you created me to feel. Like you created me to feel. People, let me see you fly, bro. Kiss him rightly. Kiss him rightly. Kiss him rightly. You know, when we kiss him, y'all, it's evident. It shows in your life.
Yes, sir.
It shows in your walk. It must. We're being separated. We're being consecrated. We're being set apart. For a purpose, though, y'all. For a purpose. For him. For him. When you find your third egg, or candy rabbit, or whatever you had, stop and ask yourself, am I better off kissing this or kissing the sun? Or kissing the sun. And that's a poor example. Y'all forgive me for that. But at the same time, what I'm saying is there is nothing else to kiss. Nothing else. There is no other that matches the kiss of the sun. God has warned us. He said it plain as day. Kiss the sun before y'all make me mad. Before y'all make me angry. And he did it time and time and time again. After he had won. He told them, when y'all go in this land, these Ammonites, they worship a little everything. You know, these Hittites, they worship a little everything. Don't y'all do that. Don't you do that. Worship me rightly. Rightly, like I say. And I say you must kiss the sun. You must kiss the sun with the right kiss. With the right, all we have are these raggedy lives, y'all. You know, now, the only thing that's special about this life is God gave it to me. God gave it to me. If he gave it to me, it had to be for his purpose. It had to be for something he wants me to do. So now all I can do is, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Let me not stray. Let me not fade to the right or to the left. What Minister Houston called it, Flintville. Keep my eyes on Flintville. That's all we have as a believer, y'all, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, kiss the Son. People, how many of y'all know? Raise your hand if you know anybody that was dead and now they live. All of us know somebody that died. But personally, anybody we've met in our human walk, and I name me one person you know that was dead. Now, I know as many stories where people died and they said they went here for 20 minutes and went there for 35 minutes and came back and it was the purple butterflies everywhere and all the, ooh, them gold streets. I can't wait to get back on them. I ain't want to come back. I'm not discounting that. I never say what God can't do. I never say that. That's not it. But let's read his word. and go by what he said do. He has done this. He had the son that we talking about we must kiss. He has done this in front of many witnesses. Now, by the time it gets to us, there are millions and billions probably of witnesses that has seen this, that believe, or that got it firsthand from ones who did.
Amen.
Who did.
Right.
And that kiss is still open today, y'all. Huh? If he got COVID, he can cure it. Kiss him. Kiss the Lord, lest he be angry. He said, lest his anger be kindled but a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Huh? That's all it takes. Don't take that lightly, don't you? Now, I know he man, he woman. You can endure anything. If it's just a little anger, you might can stand it. That was what you think. That's all it takes, family. You don't want God to feel. That's right. That's right. You don't want God to see nothing you did. That's number one. So by kissing the Son, it gives us a covering. It gives us a covering, y'all. And that covering is the cloak of righteousness. None of us are righteous. Not close to it. Now, should we live right? Absolutely. Absolutely. You have no choice in that matter. Because of what he's done. But kiss him rightly, y'all. Do not let this world deceive you. Because that's what it is. It's a great deception. He already told us the one who behind the whole thing is the father of lies. All of us know a liar or two, and we all, oh, Lord, here he comes. You already know when you hear him talking. You already know. But here God has warned us, told us to beware of the father of lies, and went farther than that, told us what he's going to say when he comes. What he's going to say when he comes. But he said, if you just simply kiss the Son. Kiss him rightly. The lie can't touch you. The lie can't touch you. It can't lead you away from the truth. It will not. It cannot. But we all, each and every one of us, have to kiss him rightly. We have to kiss him rightly. Don't kiss him to identify him so the world can jump on him. The Bible said when we do that, we just open the wounds of Jesus. We crucify him afresh. Afresh. So that is simple, it's basic, it's what God gave me. Have you kissed him rightly? If you have not, and that's simply to say, family, that God is right, and every man is a liar. But in order to be able to discern what that is, we have to know what God says. We have to read his word. We have to set. See, that's what he told us about even this family thing with our families. You know, people go sit in counseling week after week for the people to charge them a bunch of money and tell them. And ain't nothing wrong with that because some people need to hear the truth sometime and they can get it right there. But to tell them, they'll sit there to tell them that, well, she don't make me feel like he don't make me feel. She don't do that. So what? God says, set your affection. Set your affection. That means decide, determine that you going to love them through whatever. You going to be there through whatever. He says, set your affection. You can't do that unless you kiss the Son. You can't do it. It all starts with a kiss. And kiss him rightly. Kiss him rightly. Everything Judas did in his kiss, he came at night. To the Father of Light. To the Father of Light. He came at night. He trying to hide and kiss him. Alright, y'all quit pointing and laughing at Judas. Judas, cause a lot of us, we just Christians depending on who we're around. Depending on where we are. I'm just saying, y'all. This ain't me. Yeah, I know you judging. No, I'm reading. The word of God says, if you're ashamed of me, here, when your very eternity depends on me saying, yeah, he mine, I'll be ashamed of you. I will be ashamed of you. So it's important that we know this. If we've kissed him rightly, we are sons of the kingdom wherever we are. There is no situation where you can't stand up loud and proud at the Christian closet and say, yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. You can get loud and proud about everything else. We got to get out of this crowd mob mentality and realize it might not be but a few of us. Huh? But though none go with me. Yes, still I follow. I have to. I have a mandate. I have a mandate. I've kissed him. I've kissed him. So I have the power to do that. I have the power to do it. It takes power, y'all. Your family, your friends, your co-workers, all of them might turn against you at the same. Your children, all of them may turn against you at the same time. That's a terrible feeling. That's a terrible feeling. But when you know, it's because of the kiss. It's not me. It's because of the kiss. It's because of the kiss. And the only other option is you kiss him too. You got to kiss him too. And this thing going to mend itself. If you kiss him rightly. If you kiss him rightly. Not just a topic of conversation. Not just something to talk about. Not just the group you run with. But I know I might be the only one in this whole world of 7 billion or 8 billion that I know he's truly, I truly kissed him. I may be the only one. But I know for sure. You see what I'm saying? But that don't matter. But that don't matter. The mandate is still the same. Kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. Least you make me angry. So that same thing. That question is out there. I'm going to leave it up to you and the Lord to answer it. To get the right answer to it and to govern your lives accordingly. Amen. Accordingly. There's only one way this thing can work. You can kiss him, get right with him, or you perish from the way. Amen. From the way. Let's bow his, y'all. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this word. We thank you for making the kiss available, Lord, to us. The kiss through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, today is a big day in this country. It's a big day in a lot of places in the world simply because he has risen. And that is reason enough to rejoice, Lord. That's reason enough to say hallelujah, Lord. You came and gave your life, Lord. No man took it. You gave your life. And if I had been the only one, Father, you would have done it the same way. Lord, and for that, I said, thank you, Lord. I said, bless us, Lord, and seal this word to our hearts, Father, that it may change our lives, Lord, that we may walk in a way that's worthy, Lord, to be called sons and daughters of God. Father, we'll be so mindful to give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.